Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. I guess we could say it's Doug Steffen and Dr. Ken, but he's the star of this hour of Good Day Health. Ken comes to us from Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Mount Dora, Florida. Ken is on top of research. He's on top of prevention. He's on top of cardiological care. But in the research that he does every week, looking through all the various magazines and the news and information that comes to him through the journals of medicine, he translates those. The stuff in the journals is the same as what doctors give you in a script. You can't understand what's written, and you can't understand his writing. But he's here to translate all this information and apply it to what's going on, especially the time of year. I guess a good place to start, Ken, is this approval of the whooping cough vaccine. Because isn't whooping cough more of a problem in the fall and the winter than it is, or is that just an old wives' tale?
Yeah, it seems to be, but it's a big problem in general, especially for the very young. And this uniquely is a vaccine that was approved, Doug, to be given to pregnant women in their final trimester of their pregnancy. It's called Boostrix. Women, if you are pregnant or thinking about being pregnant, talk to your doctors about this new vaccine. This is a way to help prevent your future child from getting whooping cough.
All right. Normally on my Monday through Friday Good Day Show, I start each hour with something good, with some good news. And as I look at this study that's in the Journal of American Medical Association, taking 10,000 steps a day, how important that is. It's good news for those people who like to walk, right?
Absolutely is. This is a study that was actually done. Your intuition might think that it's correct, but this was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, the Internal Medicine edition, that taking 10,000 steps, it was not only associated with a reduction in cardiovascular deaths, that's heart, circulation issues, but also it reduced the risk of getting cancer and dying from cancer. So get out those Fitbits, get out those watches, get those step counters out, and just take an enjoyable walk in nature. It helps reduce your stress. And just do it enjoyably. It doesn't have to be strenuous. It has to be the way you like doing it and accumulate 10,000 steps each day, and you'll live longer.
How much of that do you do? You have those new Fitbit things that you have for some of your patients, and you must have one as well. Are you watching your own heartbeat, number of steps, all of that stuff?
Yes, you're talking about remote patient monitoring, what we're doing, these high-tech watches where we not only follow blood pressure, heart rate, temperature, oxygenation, mental stress, but we also can follow the number of steps. These soon will get your blood sugar and transmit your electrocardiogram. It goes to an app on your phone, and then it goes to an app directly to my phone. And I feel like Dr. George Jetson when I do this.
There's a visualization. Ken, there's George Jetson. There's Ken Kronhaus. Dr. Ken at Lake Cardiology. By the way, if you like his manner, and who doesn't, there's a way of being in touch with him. You can go to the office if you want to travel down through the Orlando airport, which is kind of a nightmare. But you can drive if you're in the southeast. You can do telemedicine. Just dial up the office, 352-735-1400. Right? You got it? 352-735-1400. I like doing 00 better than 00. But whatever, that's Ken down in Florida. So I saw a couple of things this week, and I'm going to tie them together, I think. The fish value for brain food. And you have, I think these two studies are connected. Even if you eat a small amount of cold water fish, apparently, or whatever other sources you have for omega-3 fatty acids. This is really good for your thinking, for your brain. I don't know if this is new, though, isn't it? This is the stuff that's been floating around, especially about omega-3s, for 40, 50 years, hasn't it?
Well, this has been now scientifically shown in brain structure. We usually think about the omegas helping the circulation.
Yeah.
But here it was shown to actually improve thinking in the structures of the brain. And as you pointed out, let me highlight that. You didn't have to overwhelm yourself in this study to get some effect. Even adhering to the American Heart Association recommends 2 servings of oily fish each week. Mm-hmm. Even at that level, you were getting some improvement. But certainly, if you want to eat salmon, sardines, or albacore tuna, a serving a day, it'll be a little better.
The idea here is to be conscious of what you eat and understand the benefits. Eating fish, some people just don't like fish, just like some people don't like meat. Some people don't like chicken. But if you stay away from chicken stay away from fish because you may not just like its grain or whatever, is kind of silly. Although in this study, I wonder about taking, you know, I'm big, and you and I have talked about this any number of times. I take a lot of fish oil supplements as well as eating a lot of freshwater fish, mostly haddock and that stuff. Well, both salt and freshwater fish. The amount of omega-3, you have been very consistent in saying, get it, as you just said, again, twice a week, eating some really oily salmon or whatever other sardines tuna fish. Yeah, that kind of stuff. At any rate, you also have said to me when we've had our exams, I give up all my HIPAA rights here, that my thoracic cavity is clean, clear through, and you don't have anybody else as a patient that doesn't have any plaque in their thoracic cavity. You and I have talked about whether that could be also because of the fish oil that I take.
Well, it certainly could be at your humble age.
Here we go again.
To have smooth aorta is not too common, and maybe it is due to it, but certainly taking it, we know, from the natural source is very helpful. And, you know, you're a study of one.
Mm-hmm. Well, we all
it from the pills, maybe it does help, but the studies just show that the natural form seems to be more effective.
Right. There's some good news and bad news. There always is every week. Back to the news, the medical news of the week from the various sources that Ken goes through and how they apply to you. While most parents are good at keeping track of vaccines for their children, the vaccines they need to stay healthy, a lot of people don't realize there are immunizations important to keeping adults healthy as well, heart healthy. Mariah Huberman has that information.
The data is clear. Staying up to date on preventive vaccines like the flu and COVID-19 can save lives, especially for those with a history of heart disease or stroke. Dr. Eduardo Sanchez, American Heart Association Chief Medical Officer for Prevention, explains.
Getting an annual flu shot and keeping up with the COVID-19 vaccines and boosters should be part of the healthcare routine for all individuals, and especially for people who are already living with chronic health conditions that put them at higher risk for heart attacks or strokes.
But even if you don't think you're at high risk, it's important to think about others around you who are.
By getting vaccinated, you are not only protecting yourself, you are also reducing the spread of these deadly infections to older relatives, young children, and other people at risk for severe complications.
Learn more about important immunizations and other preventive health tips at heart.org.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon Pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health, the vaccines for heart health. We were just listening to a storyline about vaccines. I think I'm taken back a little bit because if we've ever discussed this, I don't remember. Is it for, would you take a vaccine if you've had a history of heart disease or a stroke? That's something this guy from the American Heart Association was talking about, an annual flu shot. Is that good for your heart?
Let's first talk about the flu vaccine, okay?
Yep.
Actually, there have been studies that show that people who take the flu vaccine have a lower risk of getting a heart attack.
I think that's the question here, yeah.
Take it.
Right, yeah.
Well, I recommend the flu vaccine to anyone 6 months or older who is not allergic to it, but especially heart patients, because it will, by good studies, lower your risk of having a heart attack.
Obviously, the question out of that comment is, how do you know at 6 months old or any age whether you're allergic to the flu shots or not, unless you get one?
The question then becomes, is the child allergic to egg? And then if they are, then they might do some allergy testing. And fortunately, an allergy to a flu shot, a severe allergy, you know, we're talking about anaphylaxis, is very rare.
Right.
And people who administer them should have available means to treat it. So you just kind of go in there and don't worry about it. You know, if you get anaphylaxis with a flu shot, Doug, I want to go buy lottery tickets with you.
So there's not much of a chance of that. Okay. Let's talk about the flu as long as we're there. Apparently, Australia's flu season is an indicator of what things would be here 6 months later. Australia has winter when we have summer, so they've been through their winter, and apparently they've had a fairly tough flu season. Is that right?
Yes. Australia has their winter for flu between April and October. They're our mirror image when we're having our warmer season. And usually, not always, but usually you can predict the severity of our flu season by what just happened in April to October in Australia. You know, we know the last 2 years haven't been too bad. And that's the way it was in Australia. But this year they had a rough one. So I'm getting my flu vaccine this week.
Really? I'm thinking that I'll have a shot. I think I'm going to probably get them both at the same time. I have some time set aside to visit a primary care person in November. So I think I'll get the, I didn't get the booster because it wasn't appropriate for me, but I think this booster is, you've convinced me of that. And I had a flu shot last year. First one I ever had. I've never had the flu in my life, and I never had a flu shot. But I don't know, all of this stuff, the rubber, hubba, dubba, you know, with the COVID, I just thought, okay, I get a flu shot. Didn't add any reaction to any of these things much. You are listening to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
In this same vein, Dr. Kent Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The flu season. Actually, last week in the podcast, we got into a prediction, and the numbers that you gave were grim then, and you're sort of underscoring that. Numbers, I think last week we talked about 60, 70,000 people die from the flu in an average year. I think it was up to 90,000 before COVID. There weren't many deaths from it. Well, who knows whether there was a combo of the flu and COVID when it came to the numbers. But the podcast that is at right now at gooddayhealth.com is a focus on that. So a lot of times these bits and pieces of information that are being discussed and studied overlap from week to week. But you can keep up with all the Good Day Health info from Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack. It's all free at gooddayhealthshow.com or, in fact, wherever you get your podcasts, iHeart. It's, you know, they're all over the place. Okay, so anyway.
Let me just make a couple more comments about the flu vaccine. So, yes, the last couple of years, fortunately, were mild, less than the usual number of deaths per year in America. And the concern is that Australia's had a rough flu season. So the flu vaccine is not given to prevent you from having flu. It's given to you so that you don't get severely ill, hospitalized, and die. So you still have a chance of getting the flu. And as long as you don't get the inhaled flu vaccine, which is the live vaccine, if you get the shot in your arm, you're not going to get the flu from the vaccine because it's not a live virus that you're getting jabbed into your arm. And it takes a couple of weeks once you get the jab for the vaccine to be effective. So don't go out and have too much fun until you let those 2 weeks go by.
All right. So there's the update on flu for this week. Now, there are a lot of people when they get aches and pains, sometimes you get a flu and you take lots of different, you take Tylenol or Advil or those sorts of things. I never have gotten this straight. Acetaminophen, is that an NSAID or is it whatever the other thing is that you told me I wasn't supposed to take? No. I never remember which one is which.
NSAIDs are like Aleve, Motrin, even aspirin is an NSAID. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, but acetaminophen is not in that class of medication.
All right.
The NSAIDs have anti-inflammatory benefits, as well as pain relief, as well as lowering temperature. But the acetaminophen lowers temperature, relieves pain, but does not have any effect on inflammation. But it's the acetaminophen which you have to be careful if you have any liver issue.
All right. Is that why it's a problem during pregnancy, because women's livers are taxed?
Well, that is an interesting observation reported this week in PLOS Journal. Why it is, Doug, we don't know. But what was noted, by the time these children are three, they have sleep issues. They have attention problems if the mother took acetaminophen during pregnancy. So, mom, stay away from the acetaminophen while you're pregnant.
Yeah. Wasn't it just better for everybody to go to use non-steroidal, what do you call them, anti-inflammatory? Let's, instead of using, there's too many what-ifs with acetaminophen, and there are none with, from what I understand.
Not necessarily. The non-steroidals, if you have the right gastrointestinal environment, can cause ulcers, irritations, gastritis, so that there's no perfect pill without any issue.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, then that's your job, Dr. Ken. Come up with a perfect pill, will you please? That'll be a way for you to retire comfortably. Talking with Dr. Ken, as usual, about your health and well-being. Good Day Health continues in a matter of moments.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A Texas sheriff has certified that dozens of migrants who were flown from Texas to Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts last month under a new program by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis were crime victims, insinuating their eligibility for a special visa. The sheriff had stated that he had filed certification forms, which immigration lawyers say can be used to obtain a visa reserved for crime victims or people who witness certain crimes. New York Attorney General Letitia James has filed court papers seeking to stop former President Donald Trump from transferring assets from his namesake real estate company. This is the latest move in her civil case alleging years of fraudulent practices. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender. Cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash. So I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm going to make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes you are, because with a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
In the second half hour of this week's Good Day Health, the episode with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm someone who eats later in the evening. Often I don't get done with my work. My day starts at 5-ish and goes until 8-ish. And then I'm hungry. I have dinner. But somebody who's close to me, a physical therapist, has gotten me off of what was my old routine, Ken. And so I'm eating a bigger meal. I eat my usual fruit and yogurt and stuff while I'm doing my radio work in the morning. And then I found that I'm having a sort of a larger main meal in the middle of the day. And at night I'm not eating much, and I don't have the ice cream that I did before. And I have lost, since I started doing this about a month ago, 5 pounds. It's not like I was heavy, but I don't like, there's a little bit of a roundness that I get, and because I can't really, my back is lousy, so I can't do sit-ups. I need to get rid of what I don't, you know, you look in the mirror, that's the best test, isn't it? When you look in the mirror and you don't like what you see, isn't that the time to do something about it?
Absolutely, if you haven't done it already, but that is definitely, and I think it's a good idea to look real carefully in as little clothing as you can so you don't get arrested each morning.
Yeah.
And that's a very good idea. And, you know, just before I comment more about what you just said. We ran out of time last time we were talking about the problems with non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. I just want to make one other comment that they're not really meant for most people to take for prolonged time. Sometimes we have no choice, but taking them for prolonged periods, these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, can cause circulatory issues. So you have to talk to your doctor about that, but sometimes we have no choice. But let's talk about the issues about eating late in the evening and what that does. This was out of Cell Metabolism Medical Journal this week. And it seems like you just don't burn the calories as well if you eat
later. You go to sleep. There's no exercise involved in that unless you're having a bad dream.
Yes. And it makes you more hungry. Try it yourself. I have noticed this over the years. Sometimes eating doesn't relieve your hunger. It actually makes you more hungry. And there's good evidence from the way the hormones work in the body, in the stomach, and other places that affect your appetite, that actually they're stimulated by eating, which is why we put on weight and why you have to be aware of this and be careful. But apparently keeping the food away in the 3 hours before you go to bed, you'll avoid a lot of issues. You won't get reflux. You'll avoid obesity, and you'll control your appetite. Controlling appetite is so important to help you with weight loss.
Right. Well, I think that there's certainly a lot of food for thought, if you pardon the pun. There's no question about that. Then eating earlier, some people do their exercises, weightlifting, aerobic exercise, whatever, early in the morning. I know a lot of the 24-hour gyms are busy 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. And then there's kind of a hiatus during the day, and then the afternoon and the evening is loaded with people that go in to do, again, lifting weights, aerobic exercise, that kind of stuff. So is it better to eat before you go exercise, or better to eat after you exercise? And, looking at heart disease, which is your specialty, can you combine all of these things? When you eat, when you exercise, and what you do for exercise that's best for your heart?
Boy, what do we have? Another show?
You always like that.
My gosh. Okay. Let's just realize that exercise is so underrated. It's so helpful. It's so healthy. If you haven't been in an exercise program, talk to the doctor before you get in one. But exercise is my favorite drug, Doug. It is so good at helping so much. It's the greatest stress reducer, greatest way to keep your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your blood sugar, your weight all under control. And it's fun if you do it in a fun way, if you do something you enjoy, because that's what's so important. The news this week out of Sports Medicine Medical Journal is that combining both weightlifting and aerobic exercise dramatically cuts the risk of early death from heart disease. Doing one or the other helps. But when you do both, you get a dramatic combined benefit. If you've never done weightlifting, get someone to show you how to do it. It'll keep you alive. And in terms of eating, you don't want to eat right before you work out. You want to put some space between it. What you want to do is, if you're going to have a prolonged workout, take a break, after about an hour and a half at most, and then get a good, fruit bolus to get your natural sugars up, your glycogen store up, and then when you finish your workout at the end, and that's only really if you're going to have a prolonged workout, when you finish, it's always a good idea to get some good protein source. I usually get about 30 grams of protein right after I finish my workout, and it just helps.
In the form of what, Ken?
I use one of, I don't want to give them a plug, I use a commercial, very healthy drink that has all vitamins, nutrients, and 30 grams of protein.
Okay. So that's good to know. There's some people that have, when you go to the gym, I know when I was going to the LA Fitness facility that I worked out at before COVID, I would always have one of their protein shakes after I was done.
Excellent.
And they have those bars. They're pretty expensive. They're grabbing you when you go out the door. It's like $8.
You want to get 25 to 30 grams at once.
Right.
Excellent idea. Right. I like the Ensure, but, I didn't want to mention a brand.
Yeah, why not?
But there are plenty of good choices, of good choices.
Right. Okay. Here's a big bugaboo for me. I'm fortunate in that every year when I have my hearing tested, I've been for the last 10, 12 years at the same. My hearing hasn't gone down. I have a little tinnitus, whatever it's called. But it's not enough to be distracted. Matter of fact, I don't even think about it until, like, right now. I'm thinking about it. I can hear the little whatever that sound is in my ear. Sometimes I have it when I wake up in the morning, but through the day I don't pay much attention to it. But a lot of people who get a severe case of it, or they go through other hearing problems, they go to get hearing aids. And a lot of them, one of the guys that works for me on the farm, I've gotten him a couple of hearing aids, and he said, you know, he loses them first of all, and then when he does wear them, it seems to be a magnification of everything, so it's, you know, not comfortable to wear them because it's not normal. So these new hearing aids that are going to be available over the counter, are they good? How do you view them?
This is great news, because I have never really understood what the hang-up is about hearing aids, because glasses are seeing aids, and most people who need glasses wear them. But up to 25% of people 65 and older, and maybe 40 to 50% of people 75 and older need hearing aids, and their life is limited, their brain is falling apart.
Yeah.
And they're just don't want to admit it. They cover it up, and they'll do anything to avoid those hearing aids. And the good news is, you know, and I know they're expensive, and I know all the reasons, but the good news is the FDA has approved these hearing aids that will be available over the counter. You can go to the drugstore, you can go to your favorite place where you get technology, and you'll be able to get these. You'll be able to adjust them yourself, and they're apparently pretty good and a lot cheaper than the other choices. So hopefully people will now who need them, who don't have them, will start getting them, and we'll all get along a lot better
when we all get together in the fall. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen with a message on losing weight. The folks at Calitrin tell me more and more people have been listening, obviously, to what I've said. I've been talking about this for 5+ years, so it's not like it was a new message. And I think my message has been pretty consistent, but there's so many different angles, so many different ways to tell the story about Calitrin, but they all end up in the same place. You lose weight in the healthiest possible way by using a product that's all natural and doesn't rely on stimulants, doesn't rely on drugs. It's the only one like it in America. And because it was put together by a doctor and a couple of his nurses, the information that they gleaned from their practice about combining aloe vera and the collagen proteins that are in it, digestive enzymes, all those things that help to rebuild your body, that's how you keep the weight off. See, I think the real focus here, they want you to use it as a weight loss product. I think that's great. But the supplementation that I have found in my observation that really works is keeping the weight off. And after all, isn't that what you desire? Yeah, lose the weight first and then keep it off. So check out all the product information that's available at their website, toploss.com, and see how the program can be so right for you. Look online at toploss.com. Right now they have the fall special going. You can buy 90 days, 180 days, whatever amount. You can get a payment plan going for yourself, and you get the same number if you choose to duplicate if you want to duplicate the order. They'll do it for you, and it won't cost you anything. So you get kind of the BOGO deal, 2 for the price of 1 right now, and most of the time, actually. Go to toploss.com. That's one of the many reasons you choose Calitrin as a healthy weight loss supplement. Calitrin at toploss.com. Check out using the Doug code, D-O-U-G, for free shipping and the entree into that fall sale special. Toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience, and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch gave your work truck a boo-boo?
Yeah.
Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Auto claims not available in all states or situations.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. The story this week, one of the stories that attracted my attention, was a focus on a girl who had lung disease, cystic fibrosis. And apparently there's a new miracle drug around, also using vitamin supplements. Between the two, there may be hope. I remember hearing stories about cystic fibrosis, and it's pretty scary, actually, when you get it, because doesn't it kind of keep you, don't you need a lung machine?
Yes, cystic fibrosis is where the secretions in the airways become so thick, they don't clear, and you actually suffocate. It's just horrible.
So what are the signs? How do you know you've got it? How does it manifest?
You can't breathe. You cough. It's not hard to know, but you're choking. You're young.
Is it mostly children that get cystic fibrosis? I understand it's a genetic disease.
Right. Well, it presents young because the thick secretions start getting you at an early age. And yes, it especially starts at that point. And it would be just wonderful if we had better ways to treat this.
Well, apparently there's a new drug called ORKAMBI, or Kambi, I guess is how it's pronounced. It's supposed to be available now by the FDA, greenlit, kind of like the hearing aids we were talking about that are going to be over-the-counter and available in mid-October. This stuff apparently is as well. And then they're saying that the combination of using vitamin C and vitamin E could help reduce the inflammation in the lungs as well.
There have been a couple of new drugs, or a Kambi and Kaftrio. And this little girl didn't respond to the first one that was approved in October of 2019, the Orkambi, but the new one in February of 2022, she did respond to.
Yeah. So there's hope then. And again, it probably, I'm looking at a study, I sort of nosed around after I saw this, what else you can do. And high doses of vitamin C help patients, and vitamin E, all those things go together. So the good news is there's hope and help available for youngsters with cystic fibrosis.
Kaftrio really helped this little
That's
girl.
That's it. Yeah, okay. Got it. All right, Dr. Ken is back with us in a moment with questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now on Good Day Health, Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. I always love to remind you because I think it's so pride. When you find somebody who's really good and really likable, and he happens also to be the doctor that you can rely on, those combinations are not beatable. So if you would like to have the advantage of having access to all of those combinations of good things in terms of the world of medicine, check out Ken at his at the Lake Cardiology Clinic. Also, telemedicine is available. He's a great resource. 352-735-1400 is the number for Dr. Ken's office. The question comes on hospitals. More and more, and I wonder if this is happening. You have privileges at a couple of hospitals down in that neck of the woods. Are they closing children's units and in turn opening more beds for adults because there's more money? It boosts profit margins. What's your experience with adult beds versus children's beds in hospitals in your area?
Well, I think they're driven by the need. We have a couple of wonderful children's hospitals in Central Florida, and each of the general hospitals have pediatric sections. And, you know, I just think that it's driven by the need. And if there's not enough beds for children, that's a sad thing. But fortunately, in Central Florida, we're blessed with two hospitals devoted to children.
Are you? Really? Okay. Well, Children's Hospital, that's the deal. There are a lot of them. All right. Here's a question about cancer vaccines. Doctors looking at this new cancer screening and then vaccines. I I guess, you know, we think about cancer, we think about chemo and radiation and all that stuff, even though they've reduced chemo to pills with some. Apparently there are some studies that make some of these doctors pretty optimistic about developing a vaccine. Is that practical? Like when we talk about vaccines, we talk about flu vaccines, COVID vaccines. Is it likely if we have all these vaccines, there could be a vaccine for cancer?
Absolutely. The immune therapy for cancer is the future. Creating these monoclonal antibodies, they're like magic bullets that specifically target the cancer. Mm-hmm. That's the future. That, you know, that's how.
How far off are they, Ken? How far off do you think they are?
Well, there is immunotherapy available right now. That's Jimmy Carter with his brain cancer. Go back 10 years ago, would never be alive, and he has the good fortune. If we have a moment, I'd like to discuss some breaking news that just came out this morning. Didn't even have a chance to talk to you about.
Help yourself.
Is pretty. You know, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, that USPSTF, that group that has a lot of clout in setting health policy in America. That's the group that for a while said, don't get a PSA, so the insurers stopped paying for it, and you know now they're back. But that group determines what the health insurers will cover, so they're very, very influential. And they just announced this morning that they're recommending that we screen all children ages 8 and older for anxiety. And I think that's just a sign of the times.
Uh-huh. Well, mental health issues, from my perspective, I just really think that we are way behind many other progressive countries or the G7, kind of the richest countries. We just don't get it. There still is that stigma, and there ought not to be. It's just something that is a part of living and coping. So having as much attention paid to the mental health is as important as paying attention to your physical health. And you act as a counselor. Don't most doctors who care, the patients come in and they have anxiety. A lot of the stress and that caused by anxiety creates heart disease. So kind of one goes with the other, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely. As a cardiologist, I don't know any really good cardiologist who also is in part-time psychiatrist. If that mental stress, that mental health is not healthy, you're not going to have a healthy circulation.
Right. Anyway, I just it's something that we continue. I love putting in all of the radio programs that I do, spirit, mind, body, together. It just makes nothing but sense. You can't have one. Nothing is isolated. And you just sort of back that up. So good. Thank you. Always have questions for Dr. Ken. You can send them to Doug@DougStephan.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus at Lake Cardiology here on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.